Blog Talk Radio.
What an amazing God we serve. You know he created the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe. Hallelujah. Every planet, every star, everything. And guess what? They're obedient to the Father. And we are grateful to be in the earth realm, on the earth. And the earth is not falling out or off its axis. It's staying on its axis, not because you wanted to, not because they wanted to, but because the Almighty God ordered it to. Hallelujah. Don't we serve an amazing God? He is such an awesome king. We can't begin to tell you how great he is. He's great and mighty. Let's praise him. Let's honor him. Let's give him glory. Let's give him thanks because he deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. Ooh, all the honor. All the glory belong to our king. He is Lord. Lord, you know that's the one we obey, the Lord, our shepherd. He leads us in a plain path. You know, we like dumb sheep, we be going astray. If we don't, you know, lean and depend upon Father, we'll be going the wrong direction. But we are going the right direction because our Father is making sure that we are on the path of righteousness. We could be on the path of lawlessness, the path of unholiness, but because the Almighty know our name, our address, our fingerprint, yay, he is awesome, he's holy, he is great, he orders our steps every day, yeah, he does, we try to do it, but we can't. Guidance every day. We don't know the way. We don't know even where to step. You know, the coronavirus is all over. That virus is all over. And we don't know which way to step. We don't know which way to go. But you know what? The Almighty has kept us under the shadow of his almighty wings. Yeah, those things may come by day, by night, but no harm will come nigh us. Aren't we blessed? We're blessed by the best, the Most High. The King of Kings, in case you don't know his name, he's Abba Father. Yes, he is. He's our Father. He is the King of Kings. He's Jehovah Elohim, the most powerful God. Yep, there are other gods, but he already warned us, do not follow after other gods, false gods. He's Jehovah Adonai. He's Lord. Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, yeah, Jehovah Shaddai. Oh, that's the Almighty God. Oh, my God, isn't he amazing? You know, all of those are what describes him. But he is holy. And he said, look here, I want you to be holy just like me. I'm going to teach you how to be holy. But you got to read, you got to study, and you got to obey my word. Not only that, you got to spend time in the secret place because that's where I'm going to talk to you. That's where you can meditate upon my word. So I say good morning to each of you. Thank you for being on this morning on Bible Story Land. Guess what? Family Day! Family Day! God loves the family. God loves the family. So I greet each of you in divine love. Oh, yeah, our God is a divine God. It's nothing he can't do. So don't you give up hope. No. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, we can't see different things, but if we trust and believe, yes, Lord, he's going to make sure it comes through. He's amazing, amazing. He has amazing grace. He favors us even when we slip off the path, even when we shake our fists and say no, even when we, like Jonah, say yes and go the opposite way. He's an amazing God. He loves you. Uh-huh. But guess what? You know what he said? I chastise those who are my love. And you know what? We got to do the same thing for our children. If the Lord said, if you say you love your children and you don't chastise them, you hate them. You don't love them. He said, look, if you beat them with the rod, it's not going to kill them. It's going to save their soul from destruction. And, oh, my God, too many children are dying in the land. We're asking the Lord to heal our land. We are his people called by his name, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways. We ain't even looking back. We're looking in his eyes, keeping our eyes focused on him. And, you know, the Lord says, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. They ain't going to slip off the path. We are praying for our children to be like Daniel and his friends. You know Daniel and his friends? Oh, they were obedient. They refused to eat McDonald's and Burger King if they were in the land today. Uh-uh. They, you know what they ate? Beans. Yeah, all kind of greens, fruit, nuts. Yeah, they ate good stuff. They didn't eat that pack. They refused it. Can you imagine refusing the king's food? Oh, no, the king going to have trouble with you. But they were so wise. They made a request, and they were allowed for 10 days. 10 days now. They were allowed for 10 days to eat their way. And when the king was wise too, when he saw that Daniel and his friends, they had great power from God. They could do all kind of things those other boys couldn't do. They said, wait a minute, we're switching to Daniel's way of eating. 10 days. So, hey, 10 days now. Come on, 10 days. That 10 is important. Let's switch to Daniel's way of eating. That way is going to heal our body. You know, we eat all that stuff. You know, we love it. Oh, yeah. I tutor children. Their parents tell me, oh, my child just loves McDonald's. I said, okay. But I can't tutor them when they eat there because they're not getting brain food. We got to give our children brain food. That's what Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they ate brain food, beans, corn, potatoes. You know that good food, carrots, that good food, broccoli, you know, walnuts, pecans. Come on now. You know what to feed your children. You know, we ask our children, but we can't ask them what they want to eat. We got to tell them, baby, look, this is what's coming in our house. We ain't bringing that other stuff in here. No. And then the Bible says in Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything. He didn't say if you feel like it, if you want to. No, obey your parents. That's whoever is taking care of you. Could be your grandparents, could be your aunt, could be your daddy, your mama, could be your cousin, whoever looking after you. That's who you obey. Guess what? It pleases God. So this morning, I say good morning to you again. What a great day it is. Oh, we serve the King of Kings, the Almighty God. We are privileged. You know, some people don't even know his name. They're not privileged. But guess what? He reigns on the just as well as on the unjust. He's taking care of them too. So, you know, yep. So we got to keep pushing forward, keep pushing forward. I know sometimes we get discouraged, but the Lord said, no, look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. And guess what? He made heaven and earth and you, blew his breath in you, still blowing his breath in you. When the breath leaves your body, you're going to stand right before him. So today, we're going to praise him. He's looking forward to us praising him. We have Carrie Dachel on with us from Houston, Texas. She know how to praise the Lord. Now, those fingers, oh, yeah, she know how to praise the Lord with her mighty fingers. So we'll say good morning, Karen Dachel. How you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. It is nice and warm around here. It's going to cool down this afternoon, and I am going to do, I want to be a part of the family of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you know God birthed us into a family, a great family. He gave us our fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, grandparents, aunts, cousins, everybody. And sometimes we say, yep, but guess what? We are grateful to be in our own birth family and in the a part of the family of God. Yep, he said, love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. Love each other like we love ourselves. That's a commandment. It's not a desire. That is a commandment. Not if you desire, but it is a commandment. You know what a commandment is? That's a law. And when God gives the law, we better follow it. Mm-hmm. Consequences come when you don't follow the law. But how can you know the law if you don't read, study, and obey the word? You got to do it. Got to do it. I know you rather look at Channel 4, Channel 8, or whatever movies available, but you know sometimes we got to shut it all down. Just a distraction to keep us from being in the presence of the Lord. So we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, my God. She's a blessed woman. Now, I know she's going to give a small testimony about how the Lord saved them from that tornado that came in that area. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Blessed and highly favored. I tell you, on last Friday, we were watching the news, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Bad news, bad news. We were watching as the tornado made its way from Jonesboro, Arkansas, traveled all the way through Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, came through four states in 4 hours, and one of the most destructive tornadoes hit 25 miles from our home, Mayfield, Kentucky. I know you saw it on the news. Mayfield, Kentucky is 25 miles from us. The Lord spared Paducah. He watched over us, took care of us, spared us. But there are so many families in Mayfield and in Casey, Kentucky, in Dawson Springs and in Bowling Green who are suffering this morning. Thousands of people lost their homes. Churches were completely destroyed. Businesses were destroyed. I know you saw the candle factory on the news. My twin nieces used to work at the candle factory. One young lady that I sponsored in a piano lesson worked at the candle factory. She was getting ready to go to work on Friday, but the Holy Spirit told her not to. She called her mom. She said, Mom, what should I do? And Mom said, well, this is a decision that you have to make, baby. She decided not to go to work, but to go back home. And just a few hours later, that factory was destroyed. There were 110 people in that factory. 8 people lost their lives, but 102 survived. So we still have so much to be thankful for. God is good. He's good, and he's good all the time.
Yeah.
We still need prayer. The area still needs prayer. So, you know, 4 people were arrested yesterday. They came from another state. They were stealing from the people in Mayfield who had lost everything. 4 people were arrested yesterday for stealing from people who have nothing left. This world needs prayer. We need prayer.
Yes.
But I'm thankful today. Can't not give up. I'm thankful today for God's blessing, for his covering. Just thankful. Thankful that we're this close to celebrating another Christmas. So I'm going to sing Jesus, Little Wonderful Child. Yeah. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. He was heralded by the angels, born in a lonely manger. God chose the Virgin Mary for his mother, And Joseph was his earthly father. The wise men traveling from afar, they were guided by a shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Donna, can you take a moment and pray for those people who've gone through, you know, the tornado and catastrophe?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee, there is none other. Lord Jesus, before we ask for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you have already done. Lord, we thank you for the lives that you have spared. Lord, you're so good to us. We just thank you. And Lord, for those who are experiencing the devastation left by the tornadoes that came through, Lord, we just ask that you would comfort them at this very moment, that you'll wrap your arms of protection around them. Let them know that everything happens for a reason, Lord. And Lord, no matter what, you're going to get the glory. Lord, we thank you so much for the people who have stepped up. We thank you so much for the people who are giving so freely out of their depths. We thank you for them, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we have those who care about others, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough. Even through this catastrophe, Lord, you have been right here beside us. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We believe that. Your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We believe that. Your word says that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We believe that, Lord. Lord, this world belongs to you. You made it. Everything in it belongs to you. Even our lives belong to you, Lord. You made us. You know all about us. Know the number of hairs that we have on our heads. Lord, you know what we need at this time. So, Lord, I'm thanking you right now for the people who have been saved because of the tornado. I thank you, Lord, for the people whose lives have been changed. They're turning their lives around, Lord, and dedicating themselves to you. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we honor you. We praise you. We give your name the glory. We say hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you're so great. You're so kind. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would continue to bless, continue to keep. For those who don't understand, Lord, we know that we'll understand it better by and by, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We know that every battle, there's a great outcome out of every battle, Lord. So, Lord, strengthen our faith. Don't let us give up. Help us, Lord, to hold on to you. Lord, we thank you right now for all that you have done in our lives, all you're doing right now and all that you will do. Continue, Lord, to bless and keep. Continue to comfort those whose loved ones perished in the tornado, Lord. Lord, we know you to be a comforter. Lord, we know you're able to wipe all of our tears from our eyes. We know that you are, Lord. So, Lord, we're standing on your promises today. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you so much for this opportunity to call on your name one more time, knowing that you hear us, that you love us, and we thank you for that. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna, for the song and the prayer. Hallelujah. We got to pray without ceasing. And you know what? It could have been us. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know the future, but we know who holds the future in his hand. So we got to stay holding on to his unchanging hand, and he will lead us and guide us by his high right hand. We thank God for all the song. Yeah, we want to be a part of the family of God. Jesus, what a wonderful child. We have Pastor, we have Sister Jackie Travis on with us. She and Pastor Donna are in the same family, physical family, and the same spiritual family. They're cousins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She's in Jacksonville, Florida. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
Can I sing a little later, please? I'm just now, oh, Lord, I'm just now waking up. I'm sorry.
Sure. No problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So sure. All right. Well, we have the twins, New Orleans, Louisiana, Jemiah and Janiah. They're twin girls. We thank God for them. Oh, my God, I believe they're teenagers now. Good morning, young ladies. How are you all?
Good morning. We're good. Good morning.
How old are you now?
12 and 13 on Wednesday.
Wednesday's your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday early. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I'm sorry, tell me again.
I will bless you, O Lord.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, baby.
Mm-hmm. I will bless you, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord.
I will bless thee, O Lord.
I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, girls. We miss you guys. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on today. Well, we have Minister Gloria Dean Charlo from Marrero, Louisiana. Okay. From Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise. This is Family Day. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear us?
I'm on my cell phone, and I don't think you understood. I'd been on here, so I had to get to the other phone. So I'm on the phone now. You can hear me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Praise God. Well, I thank God for this month. Thank God for all the songs of God, knowing that we have a new beginning of our Lord. Now he's in the world just doing everything for us, blessing us and all. We thank God for Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So I'll just sing a song of praise.
About 10 or 11, maybe 12. But thank God she can sing too. Good morning, Bree. How are you?
Good.
All right. How old are you now, Brian?
12.
You're 12? Okay. Say your full name, Bree.
Bree Cara, the Asian Miracle.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bree. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Mary, Did You Know?
That's one of my favorite songs. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
All right.
You ready, Bree?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and sing, baby. Bree.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh.
Amen. That was beautiful, Bree. Thank you so much. That's one of my favorite songs. Mary, did
Amen.
You know? Well, I think for the songs, the prayers. Right now, we're going to have another prayer. We're thankful for a young man, one of my sons. He's going to sing, he's going to pray for fathers and children. Fathers and children, single fathers and children, or just fathers and children. Good morning, Brother Brian Boyd, Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, I may not even have him off the mute yet. Hold on, y'all. He's on, though. Hold up a second, please. All right. Sorry, Brother Brian, I didn't have you off the mute. I apologize. You off mute now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, everyone. So, yeah, let's go ahead and say just a quick prayer for the fathers and the children. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us on today. We thank you for bringing us into a new day that you have made. We thank you for all of your glorious works, all of your wonders, all of your glory and praise, God. We thank you for everything that you've done, and we give you the honor and the praise right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we ask you that you will help the fathers and help their children, God, that you will continue to allow them to be the light of their children's world, that you will allow them to teach their children up and raise them in the way that they go, to raise them up in you, God, so that when they get older, they will not depart from your ways or your statutes. We pray that you continue to provide them with the things that they need, God, that you will continue to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to pass on to their children, God, that they will give you to their children as an inheritance, God, so that they will never stumble or fall no matter where it is that they go. We pray that you continue to cast them under your wings, that you continue to draw them to your secret place, God, where they get to know and learn about you, learn about your son, learn about your spirit, and learn about your word. I pray that you continue to establish relationships in their lives that will help them all the more. We pray that you continue to heal them and guide them wherever they shall go, God. We pray that you will continue to cast your arms over every situation that they have, God, that you will not allow the weapon that forms to prosper in their lives. We pray that you will continue to drive them out with the mighty arm, God, as you always have, into the place that you will have them to go. We thank you for all of these things and so many more, God. And we just praise you for all that you have already done, because, Lord, you have done so much. And we know that you are worthy of all the praise that we give you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my son. That was awesome. Thank God for the prayers, the songs that are going forth. I'm going to ask Minister Vivian George. She is from Marrero, Louisiana, if she could pray for single mothers and children.
Praise God. Good morning to everyone. Lord, we do come before you this morning, God, to pray for all the single mothers at this time, God. And God, that they find the joy of the Lord in their heart to celebrate you, God. Lord God, that they are training their children up. This is the time, oh God, to celebrate you, oh Father God, for your dying, your birth, your resurrection, oh God, in their hearts. This is a time to worship the Lord God Almighty, which is in heaven. God, provide for them now, God. Everything that they need, oh God, or stands in need of at this time, oh God, to make their lives so joyful and happy, oh God, in you, and give you the glory, oh God, for what you are doing in their lives, oh God. We thank you for every single mother, oh God, that's rearing children, oh God, in the light of you, oh God. We thank you for every single mother, oh God, to desire to teach her children the right way, oh God. And Father God, those that don't know you, God, we pray, God, that someone will be touched, oh God, by some single mother, oh God, that's standing up for righteousness' sakes, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray that some child, oh God, that doesn't have a father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, that they, oh God, will lend their father, oh God, to some child that doesn't have a father, oh God, Father God, so that they will feel loved and won't feel fatherless, but they'll teach them the real father is Jesus, who will always be there for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that the way is already planned, oh God, they just walk in your plans, obey your ways, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for every single mother that you, oh God, is comforting her right now, oh God, as we go through the days of celebration, oh God, all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus and his love for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. My God, thank God for the songs and the prayers from the young, the old, and the in-between. God is so good. Well,
amen.
You know what the Word of God says in Malachi 4:6? His preaching will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of their children to the fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. Today, we have a mighty, great man of God on with us. He is my spiritual son. He's from Holland, Michigan. He's a father of 6 children, and he's training his children according to God's instruction, Proverbs 22:6. This mighty man of God is very talented and very gifted. He is a musician, a chef cook. He is gifted in B-roll creating videos. He is a pastor, evangelist, and so much more. I would have to write a book to list all his gifts and talents Father gave him. And Father God has downloaded so much in him. You know why? Because he was in the blessing line. He said, Lord, bless me. Bless me. So he was was in the blessing line and he caught all of those blessings that Father God was giving out. He, like I said, he's very talented. He's some people call him daddy. That's his seed. They call him daddy. I call him my spiritual son. And, please listen carefully. His name is Pastor Turner. I'm going to ask you to please listen carefully to his message and be ready when he finishes his message to ask any questions that you might have after he finishes speaking. So we're going to have a question and an answer time. I introduce to you my son, Pastor John Turner from Holland, Michigan. Let God have his way, my son. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. And it's a privilege to be on the line. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Sister G. I call her Mom. Now, I'm so happy to be on the phone line on this radio station with all the bubbling brooks of wisdom. And I thank God for all of you. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to forget about ourselves. Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Let us worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is what we do. Amen. So now, when I was asked to do these things, it brought up the question. So how do I train up a child the way she or he should go? This is on-the-job training. So it sparked up a topic in this. How do I adjust to this? How did I adjust to this? It wasn't easy. I'll just tell you that. In 1 Timothy 5:8, I just have to read this for you. But if anyone does not provide for his own family, especially his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So I'm looking at all these things. Okay, how do I adjust to this? Now, let me tell you a little bit. Some men, that are single fathers right now, is from marriage ending in divorce. Some is from ex-girlfriends. They thought it was going to be something, and it wasn't. And some of them are from brief encounters, or flings, we will say. So my thing is, I've been in all three places. I have 7 children, okay? 6 of them live with me. I have 5 from a marriage that's here right now. I have 1 from an ex-girlfriend and 1 from a fling, a brief moment. And so in spite of all these things, me being half man, half amazing, I had flaws. Amen? I had flaws. And so what did I do with that? First of all, I had to come to the Lord first, because I had to understand and recognize that, first of all, that I am a man wrapped in flesh, and I needed something else other than my own human ideas, things like that. I know I was raised right, but I did the wrong things. So basically, the Lord had to call me in, and I had to answer. So I had to do Proverbs 3:5 and 8. No, actually 3:5 and 6. You know that Proverbs? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. I had to do that first in order to get to Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way it should go. So first of all, dealing with all these situations, what are we? We are teachers. We are teachers to our children. We are responsible. We're the first teachers. So therefore, relax. That was the first part that the Lord told me. Relax. And if you look at it, I look at Bill Cosby. if you look at Bill Cosby before him and Claire, when they get ready to go to bed or whatever, you know, I didn't have all these things like they have, you know, all the good things that they had in their house. But I noticed something with that. They had control over the situation. And I know that's TV, but this is what we do in real life. We have to control the atmosphere. When they came home from a busy day, they put on some jazz, and they would sit back and relax before they laid down. And they had to handle their household in a certain way. You know, they had to handle the household in order to bring peace there. You know, so in spite of all the flaws, we have responsibility. We are the first teachers to our children. I didn't just wake up like this. I didn't just wake up and decide, okay, I'm going to be a great father today. I had to break everything down, everything, cut the ties from every past relationship, dealing with any demonic spirit that was on me and everything like that. I had to get rid of it in order to have the fruit, in order to obtain these things. You see, we are like letters, and children read us every day. Children will read the facial expressions. They will read the things that happen in our life. I'll tell you this testimony. I had something to happen. I got this call, and I just sat down in a daze, and my son came up to me. My 9-year-old, he came up to me, and he was like, "Dad, are you okay?" And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, "Yeah, son, I'm okay." I'm trying to play it off. And I know it's a bill collector just gave me a call, and I have, man, why are they calling me right now? I just said I didn't have it. But they watch our expression, and they can see something. And they can see these things that are troubling us. So it's important that we watch our expression. So with that being said, we have to make sure that we're dressing them for the future. The most important question that a father has is, where is my children going to make it? Are they going to reach their destination? Every bus has a destination. Every bus has a destination. And so I found myself asking this question to the Lord. Lord God, and it could be worrying, it could be stress. And I look at it and I said, Lord God, every bus has a destination. Where are my children going to end up? I'm a single father. I'm active. But, Lord God, I don't want my children to go down the same way that I had to go through in order to get to where I am today. So, therefore, how is this going to happen? He said, Jeremiah 29:11. Although I know the plans that I have for them, sit back and relax. So that is a big part of being a single father and raising your children up. Teach them the song. In Deuteronomy 23, Moses, God gave Moses a song. And that's what we see today, the people that forgot about the song. And that, yeah, we pray for them, but my deal is, this is what we have to do. Teach our children so they can teach the other people that don't have it, so they can teach the other children around them. Because if you don't understand this, we have Deuteronomy 23. Keep that in mind. Go ahead and read that, and then you can go to Judges 2 and 10. If you go to Judges 2 and 10, it says, let me read this for you. When all the generation had been together or gathered together with their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the works which he had done for Israel. Why? Why is that? Because the fathers did not teach the song to the children. They did not teach them to worship correctly. Now, a little bit about me. My parents raised me up in church. They raised me up on the battlefield. They raised me up. They were evangelists. And guess what? I heard the song, but I didn't listen to it. Listen takes much more than hearing, because you can hear anything. I can hear birds outside. I can hear things outside. But listening it requires me to be attentive. So therefore, I heard it. I didn't listen to it. So that put me into a place where I became arrogant. And I thought I can do it on my own. And that's what we have today. We have children. They are not children anymore. These teenagers are grown-ups. They know some of the things that we haven't even, man, we haven't experienced this stuff before with marijuana, the oxycontins and things like that, pills. We didn't have that back in the day. You know, we didn't color our hair like that. But my deal is we don't look at them and pass judgment. But there's power in our prayer. And there's also, we're raising up a generation here that's going to control and take over. Amen? And so with this right here, the Lord was telling me how to teach my children. Teach them the song. But in that, he says, be honest to your children. Be honest with them. If you're honest with them and tell them your story, therefore they will understand, oh, that didn't work for dad. Holding things back from your children can hurt them. They will understand, they won't understand, why am I going through these things? But if you tell them the truth, this is my story. I don't care what you used to be. You have to understand, I was a drug dealer in the street. I was I played in bars. I did all these things. I had all these women because they came with the territory. So I told my children, and I have boys, and I have one girl. So I had to talk to them and learn them individually. And some I have to be harder on, and some I have to talk to just one. I'm going to talk to them one-on-one, understand that. But it's one of them I have to just sit down and I have to tell them over and over and over, man, you ain't got it yet, but don't get tired. Just keep praying. But tell them your true story. Be comfortable in asking questions. That's what the Lord told me. And I'm just giving you how he told me. He probably give you something else different. But in all that getting, get understanding, maybe you can use these tactics too. And so I ask them questions every morning. Have you had a dream? Have you? Do you feel a certain way? And get them comfortable telling you things because they have this thing called secrets. That the enemy, secrets can grow with you until you like 80 something years old. You crying for no reason. What's going on? I don't understand. Okay, you ain't tell nobody. So therefore, we break that right now in the name of Jesus. We will talk to our children and they will respond in the name of Jesus because we're going to speak it. And the Lord says, I will perfect the things that concern you. Amen. So with that, I also asked them, what are my flaws? And they have to be respectful. And ask your children, what do you see in me? What do you see that I can work on? You know, and you know, let's be respectful with this area when I ask you this question, you know, because I don't want to smack you up. But I, you know what? Just tell me, what can I improve on? You know what I mean? So with that, we have, if you have more than one child, get to know them individually. Set the tone. Lay down ground rules. Have a structure. Structure is important. If you don't have structure, you have nothing. Because first of all, our God deals in, he says, I'm a God that loves decent and in order. And so this is what we're doing. We're setting a tone. We're setting structure, you know. And a good dad that disciplines his children, we know that, right? So, and speaking from me, I had this situation that happened a couple of days ago. Now I have a 17-year-old. I don't know how many of you been there before, but that 17-year-old, he's been lifting weights. He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a doctor, so I'm taking him to school. And he plays basketball real good, you know. So I told him, today I need you to stay away from basketball because we have all these things that's going on with COVID. And, man, I don't need you bringing nothing back to the house. That was in my spirit, so I spoke it. I'm in the car. And my son looks at me, And he shrugged it off, and he said, I think I am. I think I am what? I think I am going to play basketball today. I got my shoes, and I got the ball. Okay, he was trying me. So I put on the blinker, and I pulled to the side of the road, and I said, get out. First of all, you want to come to me like that, I have to come to you this way. Now, I love you, but you're going to either walk home or you're going to walk to school. And he hurried up and changed the song that he was singing to me. Amen? And so we have that person, that child that's going to try you. But first of all, the God that I serve told me to train up a child in the way he or she should go. And first of all, I ain't going to let you put me in hell, amen? Because there's some parents that's going to be in that place because they did not train. They held back the information that will get their children to that destiny that God has for them. So therefore, I need you as parents, as single parents, whatever you are, wherever you are in your life right now, forget about yourself. First of all, relax yourself in that secret place and make sure that you're hearing from God in order to tackle these things that are coming on this earth. It's important to dress our children, show them how to dress, especially for this day and time. We don't have that long. Jesus is coming. So therefore, show them how to put on the shoes, being shy, you know, having a ready answer with the word of God, being shy with the preparation of the gospel. Because therefore, they can know the word, but watch this. If they don't have the helmet of salvation on them, guess who's going to come to their ear? It's going to be the enemy. Girl, why you wear stuff like that? Oh, man, your daddy don't let you do nothing. The enemy is cunning. He seeks to destroy. And my deal is he will never be in the unemployment line because he's working all the time. We understand that, but watch this. When we overwork ourselves, we can't think right. We can't think clearly. We can't understand things. We get bags under our eyes because we're human. So my deal is Jesus took a rest. Our God even rests. So therefore, we can think clearly. So it's very important. I keep coming back to that. It's time to relax and rest. So with these things that I'm saying to you, dress your children. How many people will go to a restaurant, a beautiful restaurant, and you know, everyone in there wearing black and white, they have their jewelry on, you smell good on, and you come in there, you just got off work, still got on scrubs, still got on your tennis shoes, whatever, and sit down and order steak and whatever. No, it wouldn't look right. So therefore, it's important that we dress for where we're going. Amen? And so, yeah, be honest with your children. You're setting the tone, you know, and make sure that you have a teachable heart, because our children are going to reflect us. Our children reflect us. If we have a standoff attitude and you know, and not listening, and it's important that we listen to those people that are calling us or coming over to our homes, but you have to have a distinction. And a little bit about that, it was a person who called me and said, well, Pastor Turner, I just want to speak this into your life. Your children are not troops. They're not an army. You know, you need to let it go and let them go run and do something, you know, because they need to learn on their own. The devil is alive. Wait a minute. We're raising our children to stand firm and hold up that flag, to hold strong, hold up the banner. When adversity comes, they will stand. You too hard on your children, I understand you. But first of all, God gave me to them and them to me, not to you. So therefore, I thank you for your opinion, but goodbye. I have to let them know that. But you can take constructive criticism, and then you go to the Lord. So it's very important in that area. And then we have that practice what you preach. And if you know these words, you'll hear that Barry White said it, practice what you preach. You got Barry White saying the same thing, and we got James 1:22, I believe, saying practice what you preach. And so with that area, in that area, I can't just tell my children something and me not do it. It's to me first. If I look at a woman in the store, and I know I get lonely sometimes, and I'm feeling myself, Lord, what's going on? You said he who findeth the wife findeth the good thing. And I'm walking through the store, and this woman just walked by me in the perfume, catches my nose and say, follow me. Man, hold on. No, she fine, but she ain't mine. I have to have total control. That's part of the fruit of the Spirit. You know, self-control. And it gets hard some days. So therefore, I can't tell my son, son, make sure, you know, you stay focused. And then I go to the supermarket, and somebody that's fine and smell good walk beside me, and I'm sitting over here gawking and lusting in my heart. I ain't going to do that, amen? Just the temptation. And we all have to be aware of the temptation. And I hope that you're following me, and I'm not going too fast. But I'm telling you to be truthful to your children. Be truthful to yourself. Tell your children the importance of the things that you went through and how God brought you out of, what God brought you out of, just as Moses said in the song. If we don't teach them, someone else going to teach them. And I know it's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of women out there. I'm talking to the single fathers right now. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and this is straight from the heart. Don't be using your children to get that woman. Don't be using your children, taking them everywhere to show them off just to get that woman that you think that God has for you. Because therefore, God sees all things. And it ain't going to work out. We're giving our children the spirit of excellence, a well-balanced life, showing them how to be mature. We have to have maturity in this day and hour. Amen? And so with this right now, I'm just going to go ahead and pray it up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We enter in to gates with thanksgiving and to the courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O Lord. Lord God, I pray for the single fathers right now that they will have that balance. They will have that ear open so they can hear and distinguish the voice. You said, my sheep know my voice. So therefore, we step out in this area and we say that we will be the fathers. We will be the first teachers because we know that they are sponges and they're soaking up everything that we spit out. So therefore, Lord God, let us say the right words. Lord God, let us have the ability to think on our toes. When any situation arise right now, Lord God, we pray for the sons that they will be turned to men, that the women will turn, the girls will turn to queens right now in the mighty name of Jesus and draw their generation in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your name that no hindrance shall be placed in their life. We go all the way back to Adam and we renounce those things that was put on us by our forefathers. And we renounce those things that we received out of ignorance or just willingly just receiving it. Lord God, we renounce those things and we take it unto you and we say we're purified of all. And we bless your name that we have a teachable heart, that we will understand all the words that came out of your body to us. Amen. Amen. Now, any questions, please? Please, I'm new to the radio thing, so therefore, if you can ask these questions, I believe we all can get somewhere. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Awesome, awesome message. Before we go into question and answers, I want to state something. Let me tell you, I met Pastor Turner through a prayer line, and I know him by the Spirit. We have never met in person. But you know what? By the Spirit of God, Let me tell you, he's an awesome father. You know, I taught school 29 years. I'm kind of strict. They used to tell me, you mean. But no, I'm strict. It's not mean. It's strict. My daddy used to say, you know, I'm not mean. I just mean what I say. So Pastor Turner mean what he say when he tells his children something. If he say, I mean, get up, I mean, get up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he say, look, turn the TV off, I mean, you know, he say what he mean. He mean what he say. So I have the privilege of having them on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on Thursday night for a whole year. Now, I'm going to tell you, his children, let me tell you something. They can pray the house down. They pray by the Spirit of God. They don't pray out their head. Now, where did they get this from? Pastor Turner. They sing like their dad. Their dad, Pastor Turner, I wrote a book called Our Little Angels Around the World about 3 years ago. And I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, I need somebody to, you know, put the music to the song. So I, you know, listened to Pastor Turner on a prayer line one time. And I said, oh, my God. I talked to the lady that was hosting the conference line, and I got his number. Ever since then, we've been like family. He's like my son. I have no birth children, but he is my son by the Spirit. Also, Pastor Brian, he's on here. He prayed for single fathers, my son. I have many spiritual sons and daughters, but I tell you what, I have a lot of admiration for Pastor Turner. He's a father like no other father. I mean, I know fathers, you know, grandfathers, and they don't, you know, teach their children the way he does. So I appreciate, you know, every morning they have a time with God, you know, when they get up. And what father do you know that's, you know, getting them on their knees and having a time in a secret place, you know, with the family? And a single father, usually it's mothers who lead like that. Come on. But this is a father who lead his children, like he said, by example. He set the tone. He made the ground rules. He has structure in his home. He has order. He has discipline in his home. I talk to his children. Sometimes we FaceTime or Zoom. And, you know, I talk to individual ones. And they are just, when I tell you, they're like Daniel Shadrach. They're brilliant. They're very brilliant. And they didn't get it in the air. They got it from their dad, Pastor John Turner, and his dad, he got it from, and his mother, and, you know, so forth. So I appreciate you, Pastor Turner. So we unmuted all the lines. And if you have any questions, this is how I would like for you to do it. State your name and then your question. State your name and where you're from, if you don't mind. This is Caritha Gantling. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I want to know like that. But go right ahead. All lines are unmuted. Anybody, somebody, one body, got a question about raising your children, your grandchildren?
This is Brother Brian from Jacksonville. I don't have any kids, but I did want to thank you, Pastor, for the message. I definitely wrote down everything I could.
Oh, you're more than welcome. All praise be to God. Lord, I tell you what, with this right here, when you do get your wife and children, please have a vision down. I watched this movie, King Richard. Oh, my goodness. He had a plan for Venus and Serena Williams, and he wrote that vision out. Now, you tell me. Now, I know he probably wasn't a man of faith like he could, you know, cussing and all this other stuff, you know. But my deal is God gave him that. I'm asking that God give you, in the mighty name of Jesus, the plan for that future wife and your children so you can be successful in everything. And you won't just speak in them and it just fall on dull ears. I speak to your children to come and say that they will be successful at everything, all for God's glory. Amen. And it is sealed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you so much.
I apologize. Go ahead. What's your name?
Praise God. This is Sister Vivian from Marrero, Louisiana. I enjoyed that message so well. I tell you, he was on time, because I've been teaching on family now and family values, and I do believe in having children to be obedient to their parents. And if they don't obey, then we need to find a way to dismiss that spirit that's trying to control them and let them know that what we're going to put up with and what we're not going to put up with. And I am just so proud to hear a man that's standing up for righteousness' sake. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, praise be to God. You're more than welcome.
Good morning again. This is Pastor Donna Hawkins, Pastor Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Pastor John Turner, I really enjoyed your message for today. So many people will try to sugarcoat things, but I thank you for your honesty. We need integrity in the body of Christ. Our children see us and they think that we were born holy, that we've never made any mistakes. But when you can be honest with them, then they'll be honest with you. I was so proud to hear that you pulled the car over and let that 17-year-old know that, no, this is not the way it's going to be. And we have to speak to situations. We do. Satan is running rapid. I have nieces and nephews who truly don't know what God can do. They think that they can handle everything themselves and that they don't need him. But I'm praying for them that they will come to Christ and let him lead them in everything that they do. So I truly appreciate your message for today. God bless you. God bless your ministry. God bless your children.
Same to you. I'll boomerang you back. Thank you.
Question, can I tell? The question I have is, I know you told your son at 17 not to play basketball. I know there's more to that story than just not playing basketball. I feel like there's something you know about that particular team that the rest of us don't know, because basketball in and of itself is not bad. It's the people you're going to be around while doing that.
Yes, the moral of the story. Oh, were you finished?
Go ahead.
Well, with that, with all these going on, when you play basketball, you sweat. You know, and it's a lot of colleges right now that are being closed down in my area. And so with me having six in the house, now I go off of what the Lord says, and I'll be driving, and he'll say, listen to this right here. And I'm not getting off the subject now because I know I can really go on. The Lord says, put your hand up and stretch it towards the woman that's walking and say the blood of Jesus over her life. Look, I did it. As soon as I did it, the lady stopped in her tracks and raised her hands and like she was soaking up the sun. Who knows what was happening? I know what was happening. God was sealing something in her. Maybe she was getting healed. So I will do that right then and there. I don't have to ask, why you want me to put my hands towards the Lord? Why you want me to do that? No, I can't talk to, how am I going to approach this? No, I don't do any obedience. It's better than sacrificing and doing it real fast. Guess what? All the men in the Bible, all the women in the Bible, the act of obedience was real quick, and that blessing happened really fast. So when my son, the Lord says, why is this bag so heavy? Well, I got my basketball and my shoes in it. Okay, he's not playing today. Okay, you're not playing basketball today. And then he started telling me the instructions. And my son says, I think I am. So I know that's not my son speaking. Like Job said, woman, you sound foolish. I said, son, you sound foolish. I know this ain't you talking, because you know I have a backhand out this world. We'll smack you all up into the backseat. But my deal is, it wasn't him, so I had to distinguish how to convey the message, and that was putting on the blinker and pulling over.
Right. That's well.
But he also said the coronavirus is going around.
That's right.
And he didn't want his son around all the virus stuff and bring it home to the whole family. So that was, you know, what the Lord was leading him. It wasn't about the child not playing basketball, but it was about being aware of our environment and the virus that's out here. That's what it was about. They play basketball even at home sometimes.
Let me get.
And it is more to the story than just the thing with the basketball. I had a feeling that was the case, but I wanted to be sure that you and I are on the same page, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And I want to reiterate, I'm not a guy that just goes first and act quick on backhands and kicking my child or beating him. My deal is I know that they're going to have children. And if they listen, just like Jesus listened to the Father, this is what will happen. Their children will listen to them. And so my deal is just conveying a message so they will understand it, and then they will put that into their children's life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sister G?
Oh.
Yes.
This is Sister Vivian. I'm going to come back on that, giving that backhand lick. I remember the day my son was 18 years old. He's 50 now. He's still not walking with the Lord, but my son tells the story. He came up to me one day, and he had some friends in the room, and he wanted to be also bigot and pious. And he asked me something, and I told him no. And he said, well, you shouldn't have never brought me into. And by the time he said brought me into the world, I had backhanded him. And today, my son will not talk back to me. He is very careful. He knows I do not allow my children to talk back to me. My daughter put it on Facebook one day. She said, never talk back to your mother. That's something I will never do, is talk back to my mother. So when you train those children up, there is something going to be left inside of them as they grow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to you. Praise God. I thank God. This is Gloria Dean, Marrero, Louisiana. I thank God for Pastor Turner, because I spoke with him, and I met him, and I thank God for him, the man of his word. Hallelujah. I thank God for him. And I'm 85 years old, and guess what? I'm still telling my children right from wrong. I'm not going to stop telling them. And one thing I teach them about is prayer. Prayer. You have to continue to pray. And I pray for them a lot of times, you know. But then I have 9 of them. So they're all up in age, you know, that the older one, the oldest one is 66 years old. The young one, girl, is 46 years old. 7 boys and 2 girls. So she's 46. When she was young, the one that's 46, when she was young, she was in high school. She went to the school term. She was in junior high or whatever. Well, they turned over to senior high. So she had done the junior high to the senior high. Well, I'm not going to the school. I'm not going to go to the same school for high school. No, no. I'm going to another school. I'm not going to be in the same school for junior high to senior high. No, I'm not. I said, I'm going to another school. I said, you know what? You're going to stay right where you are. You're close home, and you're not going to move. You're going to stay right there. And we had changed to senior high, and that's where you're going to be. And guess what? No more could be said. She stayed the same school, came out in high school. So many things have happened with me and with myself and my children, you know, and telling them the right things to do. But one thing about them, I don't have any that really talks back with me or nothing like that. Or sassy, you know, that's the word sassy, you know. They know better. They have respect for me. I thank God for that. They have respect. It's a lot of things I can say, you know, but and life that went through in my life, you know, and with my husband and all, with the children. But praise God. I thank God where I am today. And I thank God for Pastor Turner, because I met him, a man that takes time to work with you, to talk with you. And I thank God for him. Thank God for you, Pastor Turner. I love you. God bless you today and your children.
Love you, too.
Praise yes, God.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else? Questions? State your name, where are you from? Questions?
This is Sister Kristen of Wayland, Michigan. And I just want to thank John, Pastor Turner, for that message. And the main point of that is the level of respect that our children have for us and how it's so important that they respect us. Because I see a lot of parents that don't respect their, a lot of children that do not respect their parents, and there's a lot of back talk. And it's really sad to think about how many children are so rebellious and don't respect their parents. But it's also us parents have to remember to teach our children things that we were not taught by our parents. And so I know there's a lot of parents that basically let their children raise themselves, and there's no respect. And it reminds me of Proverbs 29:15. It says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. And that is so true. Well, I just want to thank you, Pastor Turner, for the message. And everything in there was so important for us to remember as parents.
Good to hear from
you. You're more than welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kristen. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. We miss you and the children. She has two. Is it two or three?
It's two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, a boy and a girl. Amen. Anybody else? Questions, comments, state your name, where you from?
This is Sister
right.
Kristen again.
Okay.
This is Sister Kristen again. The other thing I wanted to say was to teach.
Go ahead, Kristen. Karen, hold on, Karen. Go ahead. Sister
another
Kristen.
Another important thing I've learned is teaching our children to be set apart. Because I know what I experienced with my children is how TV shows, cartoons, witchcraft, magic, it's all in their face like it never was before. And so it's teaching them, even at school, on the bus, to be set apart and not be afraid to be set apart and not be afraid to say, I don't listen to that song or I don't watch that, you know, don't want to be like everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen. Awesome comment. Karen, were you stating a question or a comment?
Yeah, I forgot to give my city location. I'm in from Houston, Texas.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else? We're going to be going into prayer time. I'll let Pastor Charlie pray today. He could pray the house down now.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, Pastor Turner, you already know about our baby. We're sad to say that baby Kaiser passed away, but, you know, God took him home. He's a baby. Wasn't maybe quite 2 years old yet, but we are thanking God and praying for his family for strength. We have baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere. We're thanking God that he has brought them thus far by faith. There, I thank God for Michelin. She's on today. Michelin is Baby Chloe's mother. She is one of my spiritual daughters. She's a blessing in my life. So I thank God for her. And so, Pastor Turner, I'm going to ask you to thank God for the babies today.
Well, even right now, even now, Lord God, as we are all on this line right now, you said if two agree about anything on this earth, it shall be done with the Father in heaven. So therefore, Lord God, we agree. It's more than two that's on this line. So we clear ourselves. We say, Lord, forgive us for sins known and unknown. Lord God, now we press upon this situation right here with the babies, Lord God. You gave them to us. We give them to you. You give them back to us so we can train. Lord God, we love them. Lord God, but Lord God, we're asking for favor in this area. And if anyone is doubting on this line right now, we rebuke the enemy right now that is in the ear gate. In the mighty name of Jesus, we protect it right now. Lord God, we ask for our aid, the angels of the Lord, to come down and cut down any hindrance in health, in finance, in anything that is going on in their past right now. Lord God, I thank you for bringing them out. If it's air that they need, Lord God, they will receive air. If it's blood that they need, they will receive blood. Flow right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command blood flow now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command the digestive system to act right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Line up, I say, to the words of God. Line up my body. Line up the baby's bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. To each and everyone on the phone right now in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever is challenging to us, we give it to you. We cast all our cares on you, and we believe it to be effective immediately right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for even the baby that's in your arms right now. The parents that are dealing with loss, even in the tornado, Lord God, the family, Lord God, that you will cover them, that you will be there, and anything that is negative in them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for sealing it. I thank you for covering them. I thank you for your peace radiating over there right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we speak right now, I know your angels are there. So therefore, I know it is true. I know that prayer works because you told us the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So therefore, everything that concerns us concerns you. You love us. We love you back. You call us the apple of your eye. So therefore, we act like it. We're still on the tree, Lord. So therefore, prune everything that is not like you off of us, and we're receiving, even though it hurts. But Lord God, we glorify your name for the lives of the children, and we speak it without doubting that it will be a very turnaround in this situation, and we speak it now in the name of Jesus. We praise your power, Lord, and we give you praise. And anything that's concerning the household, in every household right now, any kind of hindrance, any kind of demonic spirit, any kind of thing that is stopping finance, anything that is weighing on the hearts of your people right now, Lord God, we praise you for the things that are going to transpire. When we glorify your name, when that hard time comes, Lord God, bills are coming. All these things are happening. Food, we have children, we have all this drama around us. Coronavirus, can't touch this, can't touch that. Lord God, we praise you. We activate the praise and turn up the volume to it so we can't hear these things. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for covering all of us on the line. But I have a special prayer request for Sister Bridget's mother. Her name is Diane, and her cousin, Eric. If you would prepare a prayer for them and cover the elderly as well, and
yes,
cover
ma'am.
All of us that are on the line as well. Thank you.
Diane and Eric. Lord God, you heard these names. every name that was put on the enemy's altar to wreak havoc, for him to torment, right now we speak to that altar and we say, crumble, be consumed in fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, anything that is messing with them that is not of you, Lord God, if you didn't put it there, and we know you're not a God of torment, we know you're not a God that will place things on us, but you're a God that favors your people. So therefore, Lord God, like we said again, you say you will perfect the things that concern us. So therefore, as a unit, in unity, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus for these two individuals, and we're saying we need a praise report, and we will have it. We glorify your name that it will be a praise report because we spoke it, and you gave us dominion in this earth, so anything that is in the atmosphere have to obey us because we're in this earth. We're the protons of this earth. We're calling it down. So therefore, it is so. And for the elderly that's on the phone, Lord God, I thank you for the elderly because they taught us. Lord God, I praise you for the blessing that consumes them, that take control over their life, that took control over their life. Lord God, I thank you for the joints, Lord God, moving, no aching in the body, in the mighty name of Jesus, back pain gone. Lord God, I thank you for the mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, no memory loss. We send that back to the sender, just like Elvis Presley said, send it back to the sender. My mind is intact, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will read, we will speak, you will speak, you will read, you will understand, and you will remember, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise for these things, and you said we will do greater than these. So therefore, as life is still flowing through our body, therefore, just like that, just like you did for Moses, just like you did for all of the greats, we said it shall be done for us because you're not a God of partiality. So we call forth health to our bodies, but therefore we do the right thing. We start eating right. We start drinking more water instead of Coca-Colas. We start doing the things right in order so we can be in line for that blessing. Amen. So, Lord God, we praise you for these things. And we love you, Lord. We give you praise, we give you praise, Lord God, for these things that you have put in our mouth to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, unless anyone else had something they wanted to add, we're going to get ready to close out. All right, Pastor Turner, if you could say a closing prayer, we thank God for you coming on today. Thank God for each of you. You know God loves you so much. Make sure you have a God-filled day and a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And thank you for closing us out, Pastor Turner. Trying to stay a closing. Pastor Turner. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can you say a closing prayer for us?
Yes, ma'am. It is well. This is it. Lord God, we praise your name for the love and the unity that you have with us. Lord God, I thank you for the union that we have received and we would apply. We will put it in the vault. Whenever we need it, we'll take it out. Let nothing come and take the words that you have put in our heart. Let nothing come and take the treasures that you have given to us. Lord God, we praise you for the blessing bestowed over all of your people, especially in this radio land right now. And we speak it. If you believe this thing, we speak blessings from the north, south, east, and the west to be with us and evident in our life. We be a blessing to be a blessing to others. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Turner. I love each one of you. God bless all of you.
Love you too.
Look forward to talking to you very soon. God loves you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Karen. Go ahead.